Okay, so for Shlomo Pinchas ben Rivka, Mordechai Zev ben Fega, so Shar Chol Yisrael. So I thought in honor of in between Gimel Tammuz, when the Red the last Lubavitcher Rebbe's Yortzeit, and the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe Rayatz Yud Beis Tammuz is a very big day, the day that he got out of jail. I thought it would be good to be able to say a couple letters from the Rebbe, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And five ideas specifically about letters that he got in marriage. So let's go through the first one. The first one, the letter can be found, Igos Kodesh, volume 19, letter 7389. And what happened was the person's writing to the Rebbe about Ashkenazim marrying Sephardim. The Rebbe says, there's no reason to prevent the shidduch between a Sephardi and Ashkenazi, since in the most recent years, there have been hundreds of thousands of such marriages. Of course, if other factors are involved besides historical background, one should consult a competent ordained rabbi for advice. However, if the person is involved with Torah mitzvot, one should pursue such a shidduch. So a person shouldn't say, oh, this person's Sephardi, if this person is Ashkenaz, I can't marry them. No, a Jew is a Jew no matter what. There are certain groups in Judaism, specifically Sephardim also have, and there are certain groups within the Sephardi belt that like marrying Sephardim as well. But the Rebbe said, no. If they're tamimistic, if they're doing keeping Torah mitzvos, a person should for sure pursue a proper shidduch. Number two, he says, now he's finding out this letter. Number two is talking about when the girl is older than the boy, and this can be found on the volume 7, letter 2042, or volume 11, letter 3574 in Igros Kodesh. You write that you are engaged, but you just found out that your prospective wife is older than you by several years. Interesting, I guess. Maybe the wife wanted her to keep it a secret until they got engaged. I don't know. It seems a little weird. Says the Rebbe, this issue involves the honor and respect of Jewish sons and daughters and depends on the custom in each community. I suggest you go to ordained rabbis and tell them all the details. They will guide you. In general, our chachamim suggests there should not be a very big difference in age. If there is, you should find out why the person has not yet gotten married and make your decision based on that. I mean, at the end of the day, the Rebbe says, just because you found out now that she's older than you, doesn't mean you should throw it off. But you should also try to find out why they haven't got married yet. Maybe that's probably even better even earlier on. You don't wait to be able to engage. Even when you know someone's older, you try to maybe look into it, you can be able to do your proper have to do. But at the end of the day, says the Rebbe, there's no issue if the girl's older than the boy. There's no issue at all. Number three. The Rebbe talks about marrying a divorcee. And this could be found, someone who got divorced. This could be found on Igros Kodesh, volume 8, letter 2568, or volume 9, letter 2846. You tell me that you've met a nice person who got divorced. However, where you come from, people are careful about marrying divorcees. Based on advice that is brought in the Holy Svarim and Kedoshim, even in the olden days, select people were particular about this. However, the majority of people looked favorably on divorces as far as considering them as equals in matters of marriage to first-time mates. Nowadays, says the Rebbe, it is totally acceptable, especially since you say she is observant and kosher. Says the Rebbe, my advice to you is to engage further in this shidduch, and since our rabbis say that second marriages are based on one's deeds, parentheses in Gemara Sota Beza Man Aleph, by increasing your deeds and aspects of Torah mitzvah Hashem will grant both of you success. In addition, says the Rebbe, if one has been married and gotten divorced, it is important, says the Rebbe, that he or she asks mechila of the ex-partner. This will ensure there are no spiritual blockages, thus allowing the godly energy, the hashgacha pratis, to impact one's life in a good way and result in having a good second marriage. Says the Rebbe, someone who got divorced and I was looking to be able to get married again, it's very important to be able to ask mechila from your ex-y, because if a person doesn't have mechila and he has a lot of hate there, which sometimes that happens a lot, unfortunately. That's blocking the bracha of being able to come into your life. The second bracha, the second marriage, would come into your life. But says the Rebbe, there's no problem marrying a divorcee. At the end of the day, that's what the whole Gemara Sota, the Beis Manav, talks about. It all goes based on your level of mitzvos and your level of commitment to Torah Hashem. But you should, says the Rebbe, you should make sure to ask mechila, because that when you ask mechila, that'll help bring down the tremendous bracha for the second marriage as well. Number four, The person writes to the Rebbe about a younger sister or brother marrying before an older sibling. And Rabbi Ari Leibowitz has a whole Temin Halacha about this. There's any halachic ramifications about that. And this is based on Igros Kodesh, Volume 4, Letter 936, Volume 6, Letter 1627, Volume 11, Letter 3628, or Volume 15, Letter 5647. Says the Rebbe, four pieces of advice. In our day and age, this is acceptable with the following stipulations made before their marriage. Number one, the parents of the siblings and the younger sibling, together with her mate, should put aside money for the wedding expenses of the older sibling. Should make sure that the older sibling will have enough money for them when they get married. Number two, the younger one should ask forgiveness of the older one. They should ask mechila. Preferably the request should be made in writing before three adult males who will hear her say she forgives her younger sibling. More like Taras Nadarim. Make sure that there's sort of mechila, that the younger sibling asks mechila from the older sibling about to get married before them. Very interesting, very sensitive thing from the piece of advice from the Rebbe. Number three, the wedding and engagement party should be done in a discreet way without much publicity. Very nice. And number four, says the Rebbe, very interesting, they should not rush to make the wedding right away after being engaged, because by delaying the wedding, the older sibling could find a shidduch in the interim. Who knows Hashem's ways? Maybe the fact that the older sibling was jealous of her younger sibling, yet had the courage to forgive her wholeheartedly, will itself remove the spiritual barrier, and she will find her soulmate. So at the end of the day, the Rebbe says the fourth and final idea, probably the hardest one, is that maybe what they should do is that they should have the engagement, push off the marriage just a little bit, not like a year, maybe like a month or two, because then if the older sibling forgives the younger sibling, Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, wow, look at her. She's being like Chana. She's being sensitive to other people. She's being to like Rachel. And that'll bring Bracha into her own life. And number five, the fifth one, he talks about things that happen all too often when family interferes in marriage. Igros Kodesh, Volume 19, Letter 7181. You inform me that your prospective mate's family does not want you to marry their daughter and are causing you many troubles. Says the Rebbe, I believe that they are telling you to increase your Shemayim. This, of course, is the most important thing in one's pursuit of marriage. Once her family will realize your improvement, they will not interfere. In addition, you can ask some family friends of hers to intervene subtly, carefully, on your part, and encourage them to allow the shidduch to move forward. Says the Rebbe, whenever you're getting issues from other people, from other family members, that they may not marry their son or daughter, it's a message from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you should increase your Shemayim. If you increase your Shemayim, you learn a little more, you daven a little more, you're careful what you look at, you're careful what you're eating, you're careful to make brachas, you're making sure your Shemayim is on par, the family itself will see that, wow, you're actually a good person, and they'll have no problem with you marrying their child. So we saw five ideas specifically relating to marriage, advice from the Rebbe. This is all taken from Rabbi Chaim Dalfin's book on the Rebbe's advice. We talked about Svaranim marrying Ashkenazim. Number two, we talked about finding out that the girl is older than the boy. If you're allowed to get married, the girl is older than the boy. Marrying a divorcee. Number three, someone getting married to someone who got divorced. Number four, a younger sibling or a brother marrying early before an older sibling. And number five, when family intervenes in Shidduch. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to follow the Rebbe's Eitzel. And Bez Hashem, we follow the Rebbe's Eitzel. We'll be Zoycha, Bez Hashem, to see him soon with the coming of Mashiach Zekeinu, and here of Min Amen.